On May 15, 2011, about 50 miles outside of Nome, Wesley Perkins was mauled by a grizzly bear. The longtime Nome resident was out hunting for bears with two friends. They knew a grizzly bear was around, they had seen it earlier in the day, but when they stopped their snow machines, they didn't know they happened to stop about 70 feet away from the bear, who was hiding in a snow cave. Perkins says he remembers turning around, and the bear was right there, charging towards Perkins. It was a big bear, 8 feet tall, 13 years old. Wes had a gun on his back, but the grizzly was right there, and before he could move, the bear was on top of him.
It was definitely a situation that I don't think I would survive.
Now, 2 years and 26 surgeries later, Perkins says he's doing all right. He calls himself a million-dollar man. His cheeks are made of titanium. His doctors reconstructed his jaw from parts of his fibula. And although he has half of his tongue, Perkins says he still likes to talk. He tells me that he and his wife spent last winter in Hawaii. He says he was supposed to gain weight but ended up losing about 30 pounds because he was moving around too much. I ask him, when he was out there after the bear attacked, how did he survive? Perkins says besides the countless people who he's extremely thankful for their help in Nome, Alaska, and Seattle, Perkins says he couldn't have survived without his ham radio.
I was with two friends, and I had a ham radio, and they had a ham radio. So when I got hurt, then immediately they got the ham radio out.
Wes Perkins has been using ham radio seriously since the 1970s. It's a fun hobby, but he says he also uses it because it works. A press release from Spark and Ram calls it the most reliable form of communication. Emergency responders used ham radios on September 11th and during Hurricane Katrina because when cell phones, the internet, and all other infrastructure is down, ham radios still work. Perkins says he first tried ham radio as a Boy Scout, and he's been using it seriously since the 1970s. He's a member of Spark, the Seward Peninsula Amateur Radio Club, and former president of the organization as well. He estimates there's about 150 hams currently active in the Nome area, and he's happy that the numbers are increasing every year. He says it's helpful if you get a flat tire or your car breaks down on the Teller Road. When he's out at Salmon Lake, he can listen to someone calling their family at camp in Solomon. And Perkins says it's also fun. Hams can make contact with people around the state and even the globe.
Cell phone doesn't work, so the ham radio system is basically has been a lifesaver for me, but for a lot of other people too.
And when Perkins got attacked by the bear, he says ham radio shaved hours off his rescue and probably saved his life. As Wes was lying in the snow 50 miles away from Nome, cold and wet, hypothermic, trying to maintain his airway and stay conscious, Perkins says he was aware that every minute counted. Perkins, a trained EMT, remembers reaching into his throat to grab out pieces of his face to maintain his airway. He couldn't move, he was afraid he would suffocate himself, and he says he didn't know if he would live or die. Luckily, his friends were with him, and his friends were also hams. Wes says they radioed to Nome immediately after he was attacked. They got a hold of Perkins' brother, Nate Perkins. A helicopter was in the air minutes later and on the scene just an hour after they made the call. The pilot had a ham radio too, so he knew exactly where to land. The helicopter brought him to NSHC, where emergency responders stabilized him enough to fly 2,000 miles south to Seattle, where doctors started to repair him after the bear attack. I asked Wes to imagine what he thinks would have happened if he and his friends hadn't brought ham radios with them on that fateful hunting trip. He says there's no doubt in his mind he wouldn't have survived.
Without the ham radio, it would have been a long haul into Townsville, and then twice as far. They don't have no telephones. Cell phone doesn't work. So the ham radio system is basically has been a lifesaver for me, but
without hams, they would have had to make the long haul down to Council. Council has no cell service or radio, so they would have had to go even further to White Mountain. Wes says he never could have made the trip. Perkins says just as before nowadays, he never travels without his radio. When he goes on trips, he says he keeps it inside his jacket next to his chest, just in case he gets separated from his snow machine or four-wheeler, and he says he always, always keeps it on. Wes says he knows others do, too. He says that's the beauty of ham radio. There's always someone listening, just waiting to help. For KNOM Profiles, I'm Eva DeLapp.